Before there was a Got Milk slogan, some dairymen used an amendment to the Constitution to help keep their product ahead of a more evil beverage of the day. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Earl Dodge is a history book on the Prohibition Party. He's the former chairman of the party, and he says there were many groups that worked together to ban alcohol back in 1920.
Many of the insurance companies and the dairy firms of that day gave heavily to the Prohibition movement because the insurance companies were paying out horrendous claims because of work accidents caused by booze, and the dairies were losing a lot of their business.
Many in Congress didn't support Prohibition, but not voting for it meant risking their job.
The Prohibition Party was the only party that ever supported Prohibition. Neither major party ever put it in its platform. But back then, to be against Prohibition would be like calling for the abolition of Social Security today. I mean, in most districts, it would mean defeat. So a lot of people voted for it to be enacted in Congress, even though they weren't for it, because it was their political life.
Even before Prohibition began in 1920, the party was making strides in Congress.
We elected two members to Congress. One of them, Charles Randall, during the First World War, attached a rider to an agricultural bill that called for wartime prohibition. Now, that didn't ban the sale, but it banned the manufacture because they had to use the grains to help feed people in Europe and the soldiers. And that worked so well that then when the Prohibition Amendment was proposed, it got passed.
Rural America was more supportive than urban dwellers, but by 1933, the system just wasn't working, and the 21st Amendment repealed the 18th Amendment that had gone into effect 13 years earlier. Traveling the countryside, in Lakewood, Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.